It's already done, Ayola. Thanks. I've just brought this here to lean on because I was just thinking during the worship that sometimes it's good just to go back to basics. And today is what it's all about, isn't it? You know, whoever believes Jesus was the Son of God and he died for us for the forgiveness of our sins. He was crucified, he was buried, and he rose again. He is now seated in heavenly places, and we're seated with him. That's it, really, isn't it? I can go now.
That's it.
I can go now, yeah. I just want to encourage you with some. I just typed in whoever believes into my Bible search, and it says, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever believes in me does not only believe in me, but the one who sent me. Whoever believes in him is not condemned. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Whoever believes in the Son of God accepts this testimony. Whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing. They will do even greater things than these. Whoever lives by believing in me will never die. And the next line of that verse says, do you believe this? So if you believe this morning, all those promises are for you. It's lovely, isn't it? That's not what I was going to talk on this morning. The scripture I read earlier on in the service, I just want to recap on that. It's from Luke 24. It says, now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and other certain women, sorry, I've changed translation, it threw me for a minute. They came to the tomb bringing spices which they had prepared, but they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Just going to switch back to my normal translation. Why do you seek the living among the dead? You know, and so many people these days seek life in dead things. They do, don't they? And not just other religions and idols and things, but people who have no religion, no faith. They seek what they're looking for in things that can't provide it because they're just dead. You know, they go and play golf on a Sunday morning to find fulfillment or all sorts of other things, which I won't name because there are children present. But people search in all different places and they're searching in dead things, looking for life. And we have a living God. Jesus is alive. And today we're celebrating the fact that he's risen and he's alive. We're so blessed, aren't we, that he chose us. And he's alive. He's not dead. And then I thought, well, why did the women go to the tomb? Because further on it says that Jesus had already told them, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. So 1, 2, 3, raised again. Why go to the tomb? And how many times do we go to the tomb, as it were, because that's what we do. If in their culture, if somebody died, and then a few days later they would go and anoint the body with these herbs and spices and things. We have traditions and we have rituals that we do, even though we don't like to admit it. We do the things that we do because that's what we do. But Jesus had spoken to them. He had said he would be risen. But they did what was in their culture to do, just as we often do what we normally do. This is what we do on a Monday morning. We get up and do it. I mean, my dad, bless him, he changed his bed every Friday. And he went shopping every Thursday. All the time. Exactly. I can't go and do that because this is the day I do this. And so often we live that way, don't we? I just want to encourage us this morning to listen to, in this case, what Jesus said. But we have the Holy Spirit living inside us. And we need to always be aware of what he's saying to us. So Monday morning, 8 o'clock, what do? We ask the Holy Spirit if we should join the prayer meeting. But always be aware in what we're doing that he's with us. He's alive. What's the point of having a live God rather than a dead idol if you're not going to listen to what he's telling you? I had a reminder of this yesterday from my lovely wife. In everything we do, we need to involve him. Yeah? When Jesus went to the cross, he took all our sins, all our infirmities, all of our problems really on himself. He took them away from us. And when we accept him into our lives, we give our old life and everything that entailed to him, and we die to ourselves. I mean, jingle, don't I? You know, so as the scripture says, it's no longer I, but Christ that lives in me. We are new creations. So why do we carry on living that old life, which is nailed to the cross? So I've got lots of scriptures to back this up, but I'm just... Jesus went to the cross, and when we believe in him, we go to the cross with him, and our old life is nailed to that cross. We're born again, a new creation. Why do we carry on living the same old life? We forget, or it's comfortable, or that's just me, that's the way I am, that's what I do. But it's not, is it? Because that's the way I used to be. That's the old me, which is now nailed to the cross, and it's now no longer I, but Christ that lives in me. So when we're doing something, if there's lots of things we can do in our own strength, aren't there? It's when we find things we can't do, then we ask God for help. But all those things that we can do, when we do them in our own strength, they're just dead works. We're looking for the dead instead of the living. And I just want to encourage everybody, when we do anything, just to ask for his help. You know, I'm going to bang this nail into this piece of wood. Lord, should I bang this nail into this piece of wood? Where should I put my fingers? But in everything, just acknowledge he's there with us and listen, because quite often he might tell us to do it differently, which is what he's doing now. It's the areas that we know and we're capable where we tend to forget him and leave him aside. And that becomes a dead work, because it's me, it's no longer him, but I that live in me. And he doesn't want us to live like that, because his ways are better than our ways. And when we involve him, it's amazing. We were on Market Square on Tuesday with a prayer tent. And in myself, I would never approach anyone and talk to them. If they approached me and asked them, I would answer their question and then sort of make a hasty exit. But with him, it's a matter of standing there saying, Lord, who do you want me to talk to? And then he sort of shines a torch on people. You look around and you see that person and it just, that's the person I need to talk to. And you find that they're open. And we had some brilliant conversations with people on Tuesday. It was really good. We prayed for loads of people. Jason was great. And then we met loads of people, but it's asking him, what should we do? And I said before, when we don't know how to do something, when it's difficult, then we often ask him, don't we? But it's those times when we can do something. I'm not saying we shouldn't do it, but just acknowledge the fact he's there and he wants to be involved. And he always knows a better way of doing it. It's just remembering, it's no longer I. We've got a wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit living inside us. He knows everything. He can do anything. And so often we go ahead without him. And sometimes it's fine, it works out. Sometimes we make a mess of things. But you know, even the times when it works out, they're really dead works because we're not doing it with him. We're doing it on our own. And we're just being independent. And that's when we just let that slide a little bit and he's not quite there with us. So my encouragement this morning is just to remember, really, that he's there with us. He didn't die on the cross for nothing. He didn't die on the cross just to save us. He died on the cross so he could be with us. And at the moment, Holy Spirit's with us, and Jesus is off preparing a place in his Father's house for us. And while he's away, the closer we are to Holy Spirit, the more we will be transformed into the bride that Jesus wants to come back for. You know, so the more we listen to the Holy Spirit, the closer we get to him, the more oil we're going to have in our lamps when Jesus comes back. But it's also that life abundant. It's not just that we're doing this because he wants us to. It's a better life. It's a better life, listening to what Holy Spirit says and doing it, than listening to what we want to do. It really is. I've got some agreement, but I've got some blank faces as well. So. We can have a good idea, and we know exactly what we want to do, and we set out and do it, and you can enjoy your day. Great. But if you involve the Holy Spirit in it and ask him what he wants us to do, I guarantee you'll have a better day. Yeah, and I can't prove it to you. All I can say is go and try.
Go all the way to a mess.
Recording.
I say often we go all the way to a mess without realizing that Jesus is with us.
Yes. Yeah, or we carry on not realizing he stopped for something to eat.
Some of you know that I frequently go down to help my mum down in Cornwall because she hasn't got any carers, and so there's four of us sisters, and we take turns looking after her. Anyway, the last time I was down there, nearly a month ago, she was still having a fire in her sitting room to keep her warm, and it was a daily problem trying to cut the wood so that we could put it in her log burner. And we had some wood in the shed, But we were struggling to cut it because we didn't have, usually you have like a big log that you can put your wood on and then you can cut it. And we didn't have anything like that. My sister Sue was really struggling to cut wood. I'm not very good at cutting wood, but I wanted to help her with the process. And she said, oh, what we need is you know, like a log or something that we can put the wood on and then I can cut it. And so I was sort of praying at the same time as talking to her, and I saw this big log. So I just, you know, I said, okay, Lord, where is this? My mum's got a very big garden. It goes way back up the top. So I knew there were, right at the top of the garden, there had been a big conifer that had been felled about several years ago. So I thought, well, I'll go up there. And I went up, and there was this log that I'd seen. I'd actually seen it, the Lord had shown me. And it was covered in brambles. So I was just all the time thinking, okay, we've got the log, thank you, Lord. How am I going to get this massive log? I've got to get all the brambles off it, and I didn't have any gloves. How am I going to get it free and then get it down to the woodshed? So I just asked him for help. Lord, you're going to really need, please help me. Please give me the strength of Samson. I need the strength of Samson to do this. And help me to get all these brambles off it. So I found a stick and I bashed all the brambles off. And he showed me exactly what to do, step by step, to get this great big, I mean, it really was huge. It was like the diameter was like that. And he showed me what to do. He showed me, he said, I just had to roll it down the garden. And then I got to the steps and I was thinking, how am I going to get it down the steps? And then again, I prayed again, just, please just give me the strength of Samson. And I lifted it and I put it in the wheelbarrow. And then I went down and Sue was at the bottom trying to cut wood. And she said, how did you find that? And how did you get it down from the garden? And I said, I just asked the Lord and he told me what to do. And she's not a believer. And her eyes were just, you know, just absolutely wide with amazement. But when I'm with her, she doesn't know the Lord and she's very anti-God. But I just share little things like this with her and she sees the reality, you know, and she's got, there's no argument at all. She's just taking it in, you know. So isn't that amazing? This is what he does. Sorry?
Okay. So I think today we should just ask the Holy Spirit to fill us afresh. So if you would like to be filled afresh with the Holy Spirit, if I could ask you to stand, and then the people who don't want it for some reason can stay sitting, and a few people will come around and pray, and Tenton's going to lead us again. And we'll just see what he wants to do, because this is his church. This is his meeting. And I don't know what he wants to do next, so let's see. So if you would like a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit. I know we've already been filled with the Holy Spirit. We've already got him living inside us. But there's something special about just asking him to come in and asking for more. You know, be like Oliver with his little bowl of porridge, or his bowl without porridge, it was, wasn't it? No point asking for more if you've got some there already. But in this case, there is. So whatever you have, if you would like a top-up this morning, just stand while Tamsin's playing. Do you want the words up as well?
No, I think so.
Okay, if I can ask, praise me. Would you like to pray with people? Maybe Akin as well. Would you like to pray with people? Would you like to pray for people? Mm-hmm.